the oil seems to be spreading throughout the bay on the southern side of Rennell Island. There's a circular current in that bay that tends to move things along all the time, so the oil will probably end up spreading throughout the bay. The World Heritage Site is the lake. The oil is not actually reaching the lake itself because the lake's sort of semi-sealed from the sea. It may reach the lake eventually. It's very complex whether it will do that or not.
Right, so I suppose would it depend on like the tides and the weather, whether or not that oil actually makes it into the lake?
This is a really complex question. The lake is sealed off from the sea at sea level, but there's water movement underground. But the water is in the lake is fresh. However, the water level in the lake moves up and down according to how the sea level moves. So it's a porous island. It's a porous coral atoll. So as the tide rises, it pushes up the freshwater lens, which is the lake, up and down. I'm unsure how much mixing there is, and the oil tends to stay on the surface anyway. So I would be surprised if it got into the lake.
The bauxite loading operations, they're continuing near the site of the spill. And I'm just wondering what sort of impact this is having, because there are suggestions that it's worsening the environmental damage from the spill.
The issue is that the ecosystem throughout that bay relies on the reef. The more problems there are with the reef, such as bauxite ore itself contaminating the reef, or oil, everything adds together. And obviously we have things like climate change issues, we have acidification, we have sea temperature rises. So carrying on loading bauxite, they're also spilling bauxite. You can see from aerial photographs around the bauxite loading area, the bauxite is spilling into the sea. I'm actually sitting here, I have a picture right in front of me of the seawater turned orange from bauxite. Now, the bauxite in suspension in the sea will then be settling onto the reef, and it will be smothering the reef, and the corals will be dying from bauxite already. Some which may survive after a light load of bauxite sedimentation then may be killed by the oil because they will be less resilient.
Now, Bintan itself has said that the ship, the Solomon Trader, is a total constructive loss. Are there worries that the ship could break up?
Well, I'm sure the ship will break up eventually.
What's the worst case scenario? How bad could this get?
Well, the worst case scenario is that it seems that possibly 100 tonnes of, I think, fuel oil has leaked already. There's another about 500 tonnes on the boat, so all of it could leak. I'm not exactly sure what types of different oil this ship carries. Having seen aerial photographs, you can see a mixture of what appears to be light oil floating on the surface, which is the one that sort of just shines on the surface and makes rainbow patterns, as it were. You can see that. That's obviously bad enough as it is, but there's also a very heavy black oil as well. This is the one that lands on the beach and you have to basically take it away with spades and shovels and what have you. So there's two types of oil leaking.
And where are we at with the cleanup?
There's lots of talk about cleanup. I have people sending me messages from the ground, as it were, and there seems to be committees set up and experts arriving left, right and centre by plane from all over the world. And as far as I can see, the ship's been there about a month now and there's been absolutely nothing done. There's been no oil boom put around the ship, for example, and nobody has come with any sort of dispersants. I'm not quite sure how these things are done these days, but, you know, every port in the world should have an oil boom. So Honiara Port should have an oil boom. It surprises me that that oil boom hasn't been brought to the ship and put around the ship to stop the oil spreading from around the ship. There may be other ships coming to try and pump out the oil that's already on board, but it's a very treacherous area. I know it well. I've anchored there myself, and there are lots of coral outcrops that makes manoeuvring near that vessel very difficult. It is a very dangerous area.